Thanks, Clinton, and hello to all the listeners. Clearly, it's been a much better month than it was last year. We had some moments last year, but certainly I think there's a lot more positive vibe around the club and with our members than there was at the same time last year.
So what has changed particularly? Because there has seemed to have been, outsider looking in, an effort from the club to be more open. Some of the social media stuff we've seen has been tremendous, and particularly what we saw with Harvey Johnson being named to make his debut was magnificent. And there also seems to be a real vibe. Harley Reid gets a lot of the credit, but surely there's more than just Harley Reid.
Oh, look, it's hard to put it down to one thing, but I think our availability this year has been a lot better. And some of our best players are on the park. Elliot Yeo and Jeremy McGovern and Tom Barris, you know, and Timmy Kelly, they're making a significant contribution to how we're going on the park. I think off the park, I think our social media has really improved over the last year and a half, actually. I think it's been outstanding this year, but it was on the improve last year as well. And I think the club's been very conscious for some time to be a much more open club and give a lot more access to our members in particular and people who support the club.
When we spoke last, there was that long run of injuries. You were going to have a look at Lathlane and whether that had any bearing on it. And you said at the time you weren't even sure if anything would come out of it. What did that investigation unveil?
Oh, look, to be honest, it's still going on. There's certainly a lot of theories about ground hardness, about ground type, about whether you should have, whether you should sow ryegrass into the oval to make the roots a little bit more flexible. The roots on the couch grass tend to be quite rigid. We take expert advice on it, and we're still looking at it. It's quite a big decision to make if you're going to change the grass at the stadium, or sorry, at NMRP. But on top of that, I suppose this year we've had much better availability, so one wonders whether there's anything wrong with MRP at all.
One last one from me before we hear from Mitch, from Sharrod and from Shane. But we're seeing across the league, I think, a really terrific initiative that was started by Don Pike with a letter going to many of the heavy hitters, all the CEOs, for example, about taking a stand against gendered violence, the violence against women by men. And I've been really impressed by Don getting on the front foot, so to speak, and making sure with what's been just a terrible, terrible, disgraceful run of women being killed, for the AFL, with its ability to try and get people to understand a message, even if it is only symbolism, symbols are important by bringing people together. But this is something that the club, the West Coast Eagles, have been involved in for many years now. The 16 days in WA has been something that the Eagles have been very strong on.
Yes, we have, and of course Tom Barris is an ambassador to the White Ribbon as well. It's a massive issue for the community, and it's an issue we've thought about for a long time. I'm really pleased that the AFL decided to shine a light on the issue this weekend. I think the way it's been done is very impactful, and one would hope that every man who in the community who has taken notice of what's been happening in the AFL this week and will take a moment, probably longer than a moment, to really reflect on their own behaviour and consider what they can do in their own lives and with their friends' lives to try and improve the situation.
Paul Fitzpatrick, the Eagles chair, is with us on ABC Sport. This is Saturday Night Footy, building up to the Eagles taking on the Bombers. Mitch Turner, Shane Woden, Sharrod Willingham's got some questions.
Paul, Don Pike, new CEO for 2024. What's impressed you so far? I know it's only early, you probably got an early sample, but he's obviously settled in seamlessly. What's impressed you about him?
I think the word you use is what's been most impressive. It's been seamless. He's come in with a lot of confidence and a lot of surety. And I think he's putting his own style into the role. And I think it's going very well.
From a list strategy point of view, does the Eagles in 24 look at going hard to the draft again? Or is it that gap in your list with that 23 to 27 year age bracket where you probably need to fulfill a bit more?
Well, we'll have quite a lot of room in our salary cap next year, and so I think there is an opportunity to target those 23 to 27 year olds. The draft is also going to be very important as well, but so it's a combination of draft and trying to bring the right sort of talent into the club.
Paul, you see the turnaround has been really quick from the outside, but internally, did you expect it to be this quick?
To be honest, not really.
No?
it has been a good month. I mean, we've won two, lost two, but we've been in the game in the two that we've lost. I think the way we've played in those four games has been a vast improvement on last year. So did I expect to be as quick? Did I expect Harley to be as good as he is? Probably not, to be honest.
Take us back to last year, and I will point the finger at the loss to Fremantle. The chorus around this ground, the chorus around the country was Adam Simpson had to go after that performance. How did the board decide to stick with Adam Simpson?
Well, there were a lot of factors involved in that. I think he had great support from his players. And also, you could see the list changing a lot. So it wasn't a situation where you had a lot of players who had started to ignore his message, because he had so many new players into the club. He had great support from them. He had great support from the members. And we all know he's a really quality coach and a quality person. In that, having regard to all of those factors, it wasn't that difficult a decision to make. I mean, we deliberately left the decision to the end of the season so we could look at it based on the whole season rather than make the decision immediately after the disappointment of a very poor Derby performance last year. But, you know, if you look at the last 7 weeks of the season, we weren't that bad. We actually were pretty competitive. You could see improvement in some of our young players. You could see the development. So we were pretty comfortable. We were very comfortable, I should say, that we had the right man for the job.
You were accused of tanking against your opponents tonight, Essendon, when you stormed back from trailing by something like 20, 30 points to lose by a point. So I guess you put that in alongside the Western Bulldogs result, which was just a tremendous performance by the club. It's easy to look back now in hindsight and go that there was something building.
I think you could see development in the second half of the year last year. There were games where we weren't very competitive and they were games when we had really poor availability. But where we had reasonable availability, we weren't that bad.
Obviously, we finished off the season, like we're talking about, really well. Started this season in a really good, competitive vein of form. What kind of point do we... Because Simo's re-signed for next year, hasn't he? He's got his contract expires end of 25?
Yes, that's right.
So does the club start trying to extend that out at any point this year, or is it something to look at next year?
Look, I'm sure it'll be a discussion for later in the year. But right now, we're really focused on getting better. We're coming from a long way back. And I think Adam has been stressing the small wins, and we've been chasing those small wins all year. And in the last month, it's converted into two really good results.
Is that something, Paul, that you'd like to maybe lock in, though, before your time as the chairman is over and your 3 years is up? Is that something you'd like to maybe lock in that security for the next few years so that you leave the place in that role better than it was when you came in?
No, I don't think it's about me. Or about my tenure. I think when we look at that issue, it'll be a whole of board and very much led by the football department as well.
So as the chair, though, of the board, do you feel an element of satisfaction that you stood fat with your coach when there were so many people calling for him to go?
Well, I do, because I think I've always felt he's a fantastic coach and a great leader. And you're going to have to find someone pretty good to be better. But it's very early days. I mean, we've won two out of five. We're nowhere near there. We've got a long way to go.
The WAFL and the involvement of the West Coast Eagles in the Waffle, we've now seen the two South Australian clubs. They're absolutely set on going across and joining an AFL reserves competition. I know that there's been no decision made as such, but is there concern? This is a tricky one to sort of ask a West Coast Eagles chair, but The Eagles been so important to the financial security of WA football. Is there any concern about what may happen if you leave the competition and you take the $600,000 out of your fee? What might happen to the Waffle? I guess, do you have a feeling of a responsibility to that competition if you go?
Well, I think we've certainly got a feeling of responsibility to the Waffle. I mean, we've throughout our existence, we've played a very substantial royalty and sponsored a lot of other activities that the Football Commission does. We understand the money is important. We've always driven to maximise our profit, to maximise the distribution that goes back to the Football Commission. So we take that very seriously. You won't see us spending money unnecessarily. Having said that, when it comes to a decision about remaining in the Waffle, at the end of the day, we'll just have to try and work out what is the best thing for the development of our players.
I was on air the other day and we were discussing this, and it sort of seemed to me, and this is an outsider's view, that West Coast's best decision is what's best for West Coast. Because even if you take the $600,000 out that goes for your licence fee, if you are a more successful club, you make more money, which means more money flows back into WA football anyway. Is that a way that you look at it?
It is, and I think at the end of the day, the number one priority is how do we best develop our players.
One last one, and this is a tricky one, but it does come on a day like today, a round like today, when the AFL is taking a stand against gendered violence. There has been a push from certain circles, and I'm thrilled that Ben Cousins is back and he's happy and he's healthy and he's fit and he's doing a good job in a working environment. But there's been a push from certain circles about him being into the Hall of Fame. Now, that can only come if a club puts his name forward to be accepted into the Hall of Fame. Does the West Coast Eagles have a position at the moment about putting Ben forward for the Hall of Fame?
Not a discussion I've been part of at the moment.
Hasn't been a discussion at any level that you're aware of at the club?
Not that I'm aware of.
So right now, where would you sit if it was brought to you about whether Ben has a role in... Because as a footballer, no doubt, but with everything else that he's been involved in, there must be a question mark about it.
I think Ben deserves to go into the Hall of Fame.
Ben deserves to go in?
Yes.
Even after being less than 4 years ago, being in jail for stalking his partner and breaking AVOs against it?
I think you've got to consider all of the... You're right to consider all the circumstances and bring that up, but I think Ben is showing that he's... understands the issues that he's had, the difficulties that he's had, and I think he's making a really strong step forward at the moment.
Would you appreciate that at the moment there would still be a fair and quite right feeling of anger within parts of the community if that was put forward from the West Coast Eagles?
I could understand that, particularly given the publicity and the focus that is on gender domestic violence at the moment.
What are you hoping for tonight?
I'm hoping for a really good showing. I'm hoping that, of course, I'm hoping for a win, but I think for us every week it's about being competitive and playing to a standard that we can be proud of.
You got a scarf, Paul? Come on, Paul, where's your scarf?
It's waiting for me downstairs.
I'm looking forward to seeing you waving blue and gold around your head tonight. Appreciate your time. I know you had to answer a couple of very tough questions. We appreciate you being up front with us here on ABC Sport.
It's always a pleasure.